Cambridge Radio
with Alex Elbro.
It has just gone 11:30 and it's time to talk to Orphy Robinson, MBE, jazz musician, who is also the artist in residence at this year's Jazz Festival. Good morning to you, Orphy.
Hi, good morning. Hi there.
Lovely to speak to you. Now, Orphy, I've just been reading your bio, you know, on looking up for what we're doing for you being artist in residence for this year. And it's more like, what haven't you done within the world of jazz? It's a real honour to have you at the Jazz Festival this year. And you've been a visiting fellow at Jesus College as well. So does that give you a kind of more of an insight into what's going on in Cambridge?
Yeah, I do feel close to Cambridge anyway. I've over the years of done various concerts in Cambridge, and it's always been a very warm audience, a very informed audience as well. But they've also allowed me to kind of be myself, so which is usually to kind of stretch the boundaries of whatever the music is. This opportunity to be the artist in residence is such a kind of, I really appreciate it. It's the third ever residence I've done, the first being Gibraltar, second being Montreux, and now Cambridge. So it's quite a lovely list. I had established a relationship with Jesus College few years ago, invited to do a talk, and that went very well. We've kind of kept in contact, and then the offer of fellowship kind of came out of the blue. I had no idea whatsoever. It's completely thrown, but really honoured to have that, to work with Jesus College, obviously Sunita Elaine, and the whole team there as well, but also Cambridge Jazz Festival. I've always been paying attention to the programming, and that has always been, I've been up to see various different gigs. I think I went up last year and the year before to see various different shows and things, and I've always enjoyed the general atmosphere.
Yeah. Just saying that, it is a real honour. You say that it's lovely to hear that we're amongst all those really big places for that you've been the arts in residence. It's really wonderful. And the Jazz Festival, the Cambridge Jazz Festival, seems to be growing year on year. I was talking to Viv Prakash last week about it from the Brass Funkies, who is involved in the education programming. And he was saying that there are so many jazz musicians in Cambridge that had to go out elsewhere to work, and now they're finding that with the Jazz Festival they can be in their hometown, and it feels like this is going to become a really big place for jazz in this area.
I so hope so. I really want jazz all over the world, but particularly through the UK. There's always been a kind of really strong different scenes on different levels in the UK as well, and we've embraced musicians locally, but also internationally as well, giving, I hope, the same prominence to both. I came into the jazz scene in the 80s, of course, with the celebrated band that wasn't at the time, the Jazz Warriors. and that was obviously an eye-opener, and a lot of good fun, but also real kind of learning curve, because we were not just trying to play music, we were trying to promote concerts and events, not always in the usual places. So we were renting sort of church halls and scout huts and you name it, and bringing the music to different audiences. And that is what helped us to kind of break through in such a large size as well. Because it wasn't, to have a large ensemble of anything is a real labour of love. That's a lot of mouths to feed. But it was just a time where we managed to kind of break through, attract new people to the music, and also push that kind of DIY type sort of attitude about it as well. So you create your own scenes in your own house and all of that. The young jazz musicians who are doing well at the moment in the UK are all doing that. They've all built their own systems, and some of my generation have been kind of instrumental in teaching.
Yeah,
a lot of those that are out there now.
Yeah, I mean, I'll ask you in a moment. I'd love to know how you got first into the instruments that you play, because they're not necessarily the ones that are you may pick up in a school potentially. But I was thinking back in the day, often jazz would be, people would think that it wasn't for them because they didn't really know. It was found, it was more of an exclusive club, and opening it out and playing it in places where it gives opportunities for young people especially to find out their parts within that. And the work that you're doing over this next weekend is going to help that, of course. But also winning Mercury Prize and having the jazz sort of scene coming into the musicians in it coming into sort of more mainstream has got to help, even if people think, oh, some purists may say, oh, that's selling out or whatever. But I don't believe in that. I think it's if you open it to everybody, then everyone can make their choice on whether they want to join in or not.
No, it's very true. It, obviously, when huge prizes that are in the mainstream are won, or even associated with some of the emerging artists, that's really great because it brings more focus, and if it brings more people through the door, that's great. Purism is one thing. Playing to, you know, two men and a dog is not the greatest fun at all. You do want more people to hear what you do. Yeah, there's always been this sort of what is jazz and what isn't jazz and all the rest of it. You know, it can be, jazz is an umbrella that there's a lot of different styles amongst the, you know, in that. And jazz musicians now are more open. They play a lot of different things. I mean, I tend to describe myself as genre fluid. So kind of really opening up. You know, there's that was it. It was... I think it was Duke Ellington that said there are only two styles of music, good music and bad music. Although I would add a third, good music played badly. anyway.
Do you know what? That's absolutely true, because people say the same thing about folk music. Like, people like to have a little hook to hang it on. And then, unfortunately, that means that some people say, well, I don't like that type of music. But they don't really explore all the different things that can be within it. So, yeah, I think genre fluid music.
Genre fluid.
I like that very much. Yeah. Now, you are, as part of your involvement in the Jazz Festival, you're going to be leading the Cambridge University Jazz Orchestra, but with some of your own arrangements and compositions. It's a position of vibraphonist and musical director of the performance. That's quite a thing to be a musical director and playing at the same time, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, the interesting thing is most jazz musicians who end up as leaders do that anyway, and it's a role that you either sort of learn to be a part of the band, but also to kind of indicate things, or just out, you know, outright, you've always been a leader in things, that's maybe your thing. Most of us, you know, we do a bit of work in the engine room first, and we really get to understand, you know, the role of the, for me, it's the role of the rhythm section, because I play in the rhythm section. But I've been fortunate to be able to have enough experience to be at the front and to control things from the front. It's really about taking everybody across the line with you. So, you know, it's never about one person. In jazz, it's really, you know, it's a democratic thing as well. There might be somebody that has a voice more developed than others, and you know, they want to bring the audience and the musicians along in a certain way. That can be something else. I tend to work, particularly when it's with students and people that are not sort of professional musicians, in other ways, in order to give a lot of encouragement as well to what they do, because we're all trying to navigate this great sort of way of playing. It's still the same 12 notes as the classical people use, same 12 notes as rock and pop use, We're just using it all in a different way. So it's all dialect, I tend to think of, in that you can go the length and breadth of England, hear the same language, but used in very different way. And that is jazz, you know, it's the same thing. It's a living, breathing thing, and it's constantly moving, and it has to, you know, there are some people that are very traditionalist, and that's fine, that's their bag. There are people that are more into sort of bebop and, you know, the standards, that's their thing. And then, you know, as we go through every generation or every decade, the music changes. It always changes. As long as those changes for me come from the musician, then I'm very, very happy with that, other than external forces.
Yes,
because then it's not as pure and as powerful. So jazz can actually be, for me, anything. There are some artists that are jazz, although the sound that comes out are not, is not. And the prime example I'll give is, say, a Stevie Wonder.
Mm-hmm.
He really is. He's an absolute all-rounder. And when you go through and study his music, you know, the harmony, the melody, the counterpoints, it's everything is there. It's all there. And most jazz musicians, I would say 99.9 of the top musicians are Stevie Wonder freaks.
I guess it's because he can adapt to any situation and any mood, and like you're saying, that's like, again, going back to the fluidity, you are working with the musicians you've got and then giving them, as you said, give them all a fair sort of chance on that. Now, on that, I could talk to you for ages. It's so fascinating, but I realise time is short. So you have the concert on at the West Road Concert Hall on the 16th, that's Sunday evening.
Yes. On Sunday evening. On Saturday, there's actually a workshop that I'll be delivering, and that is on improvisation and just different strands of improvisation and how you can generate ideas as well. So that's not necessarily that you have to be a jazz player, because we all improvise. Our conversation today has been an improvisation.
We
didn't sit down beforehand and say, I'm going to use these verbs and these similes, and we didn't do any of that. You know, it's all improvisation. Life is improvisation, and that's a big part and a part of the human condition to be celebrated.
Oh, well, it sounds brilliant. So this workshop, it's called, as you said, The Art of Improvisation. It starts 10:30 on Saturday morning, goes through the day, I guess. And it says it's open to anyone, just suggested grade 5-ish, but all musicians, singers and instrumentalists from all genres and disciplines welcome. So that sounds great.
Yeah, it's a 360 look around. And, you know, the music I tend to work with, particularly for in the improvisation and even avant-garde or whatever, areas that, you know, we have the music happening in the foreground, we have the background happening as well, but there's an underground and an overground as well. So it's looking at all of that, 360, a real proper look around to kind of see where do ideas come from, where do they start, what are the things that we can use to start those, and they can be employed in all different aspects of what you do as well, and how you look at music. I learned the most from working with a storyteller many years ago, who took me completely out of my comfort zone. And I always remember the first instruction, which was, okay, can you create a soundtrack right now of trolls putting axes into a cave? And I'm thinking, what? What in my, you know, whole universe of music can I do to create something like that? And it took me out of my comfort zone and made me look at music very differently, look at frequencies and how people use that, dividing, you know, the music into grids, tones. Tones are notes, same letters, just turn the other way around. Just like, you know, the most important thing in music is really to listen, but it's also... if you change the letters around, it's to be silent in order to listen.
Wow, so that's amazing.
Lot of different things.
Yeah, so I say, anyone that's a musician or would like to be a musician, and that's including singers as well as instrumentalists, it looks like it's a great way to kind of take you out of what you're used to and just give you some ideas and start you thinking.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, it's 3 hours and a good fun filled 3 hours.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for your time this morning. I know you're very busy. So thank you very much for your time this morning and also for being Artists in Residence this year and everything you do. It's wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Alex.
Thank you. Take care. Enjoy the weekend as well. Cambridge Radio.